Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
These videos that you see of Joe Biden, they're just deep fakes. They're fakes. They're fugazis. They're not real. Now, no one is claiming on, no one is doctoring these videos. These videos are real. They're subject to interpretation. You can interpret whether or not Barack Obama put his hand on Joe Biden at that last event and helped him off the stage because Biden's a doddering old man who doesn't know where the hell he is. Or you can interpret that as Barack Obama just being a friend. Just being a friend, coming over to Joe and just giving him a nudge. That's all. But what you can't do is stand there to the American people and lie to the American people and accuse them of doctoring videos, of manipulating videos, of making these things deepfakes, is literally what Karine Jean-Pierre did yesterday. That's not what happened. You can look at that video of Biden on the stage with Obama, and you could say, oh, come on, this is crazy. Obama was just being a nice guy, just helping his little puppet off the stage. He is his puppet, by the way. That we all know. He's just helping his little puppet off the stage. You people are being way, way, way too mean to him, all right? Too mean. He's just helping his little puppet. And you're sitting there judging him. Or you can turn around and you could say, nah. He's just being a nice guy. That's called an interpretation. But Karine Jean-Pierre, as the mistress of propaganda, yes, the mistress of propaganda, wants you to believe that Fox News and the right wing and MAGA are taking these videos, and in some secret back room somewhere, they're slowing them down. They're altering them. They're editing people out, or maybe editing people in, and creating what are known as deep fakes. So there are a lot of deep fakes on the internet. Some of them are hilarious. Some of them are illegal. They involve pornography, for example, in some states. But most of the time, when they're used for satirical purposes of public officials and figures, they're perfectly protected speech under the First Amendment. There's lots of them out there. People make Trump's voice, and they put videos in Biden's voice. They'll take an actual video, and they'll superimpose a voice that sounds like Biden over something Biden sang, and saying something like, oops, I pooped my pants or something. Now, there's nothing illegal about that because it's satire. So that's protected speech under the First Amendment. But you have to be very clear, and it's got to be obvious to everyone. The rule is it obvious that this is a satirical video and not deliberate? In other words, or not a deliberate method to mislead the public? For example, if you were to create a video where you had the president of the United States saying, I'm ordering a nuclear strike against Russia at 4:30 today, and I need you and your family to take shelter and stock up on food, and it causes a panic, and you didn't put at the bottom that this is a joke or this is satire or anything like that, you could find yourself in a position probably very similar to the War of the Worlds, because you didn't really qualify the fact that this is not real. And we'll get there one day. We haven't been there yet, but we'll get there very, very soon. And then that will be the test. And they'll have to come up with some sort of a guideline on that. You know, like at the bottom, you have to say if it involves anything with the public or an emergency. But I would argue that probably a prosecutor could indict someone for causing a mass panic with that. And then it'd be a question of whether or not it's protected speech or not and go to court. But what you can't argue, though, is that if you make a video, it's so obviously not Joe Biden or not Donald Trump or not Karine Jean-Pierre or not, and it's a joke, everybody knows that that's protected speech. But it's still a doctored video. The videos that we're talking about here are none of the above. They are actually what happened. They have not been slowed down. They have not been sped up. They haven't been altered, doctored, nothing. Now, you could say that people are taking the interpretation of this out of context. Fine. You could also say, yeah, but if you played the whole thing, you might see something different. Okay. And you're welcome to do that. You're welcome to Zapruder that and just play it and look at all the different angles and see if there's a second shooter and, you know, back into the left and back into the left. You can do that all day. What you can't do is pretend, and this is what the White House did yesterday, that those videos are doctored. Disinformation and absolutely 100% manipulated to make Joe Biden look bad. And that's what they said. That's what they said. And it's a gigantic lie. And even Fox News was forced to address that today. You know, John Roberts came out and said that. And Peter Ducey said it as well. Said, you know, look, these are legit voters. I mean, videos. Nobody here is mocking anything or doctoring anything like the White House is suggesting. The White House is lying. And it's a shame that they're doing this, but they don't have a choice because the video speaks for itself. Let me tell you a little insider pro tip. If it's June of 2024 in the general election, and you've got to tell everybody that this is a video that really you're just looking at it from the wrong way or wrong angle, that's not where you want to be. It doesn't matter if Barack Obama was putting his hand on Joe Biden to escort him off the stage because he's just a nice guy, or if Joe Biden had to be escorted off the stage by Barack Obama because he's a feeble old man. The fact that we're talking about this is really, really bad. Really bad for the Biden campaign. You don't want to be here in June of a general election, but that's where we are. And we're there because people see with their own eyes. And this is an administration that likes to spin and likes to lie to us. They love to do this all the time. But you see with your own eyes and you make your own decisions. You see with your own eyes and you make your decisions. You'll decide, and the American people will decide. And that's what they're really worried about, right? What they're really worried about is the American people are going to see these videos of Joe Biden and think, oof, it's not looking too good. And you add that to the time Biden fell at the Air Force Academy graduation, the time Biden fell off his bike. You add that to the time of all the various other videos of Biden just spouting nonsense. And it becomes a thing where people are legitimately questioning Biden's age and mental acuity, even more so than just his age. Now, here's the accusation by Nicole Wallace of MSNBC, who came out and came up with this notion. There's no proof of this whatsoever. It's an absolute lie. It's the corporate media doing what they do, which is to help the government, to help the state push the narrative, push the message, push the agenda. So here's what she said in MSNBC yesterday, cut number 6.
There's a growing and insidious trend in right-wing media, broadcast, print, and social media. It is to take highly misleading and selectively edited videos of President Biden directly from Republican National Committee social media accounts and then use those videos to spread messages virally to cast doubt on President Biden's fitness for office. Here is this headline from the New York Post, quote, Biden appears to freeze up, has to be led off stage by Obama at Megabucks LA fundraiser. The full video posted by Biden finance chair on Twitter shows something entirely different. Biden reacting to applause and then walking off stage with former President Obama. It comes less than 1 week after the New York Post made a cover out of another piece of deceptively edited tape, calling him meander-in-chief due to what they claim was Biden walking away during a skydiving demonstration during the G7 summit last week. The only problem is that the full video, which emerged almost instantly, shows Biden was going over to congratulate one of the skydivers, who's cropped out of the video entirely. Both the articles are based on cheap fakes, videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated to fool viewers.
Now stop it right there. Stop it right there for a second.
Research social media account.
Somebody hit pause. Thanks. For this idea that they are deliberately done. In fact, if you could back that up about 30 seconds for me, that these are real videos, but they're selectively manipulated. Well, how does that make any sense? If they're real, they're real. They're real, they're real. That's it, period. It's either real or it's not real. Something's either real or they're fake, or it's fake. It's a fugazi. Either they're real and they're spectacular, or they're fake and they're fugazis. And then it's a question of how good of a fake is it? If I take a counterfeit bill to a deli and I try to buy a hoagie with it, and the guy says this is a fugazi, and, you know, if I fool him, then it's a really good, it's still fake. Whether it's really good or not, it's fake. But if it's a real $20 bill and I take it to a store, and the guy says to me, it's so shiny and beautiful, I think it's a fake, but it's not. It's real. It's just that the Treasury just printed it. Or the Philadelphia Mint, whoever prints the money these days, they just printed it. Brand new, it's shiny, it's glossy. I'm not handing the guy a counterfeit bill. He's interpreting it that way because it looks so shiny and new. In this case now, you're looking at videos that are 100% real. They're not manipulated. And then you're drawing conclusions based on those videos because Biden looks a certain way. So go ahead, play that back about, and I'll tell you to stop again in just a sec. Go ahead.
Calling him meander-in-chief due to what they claim was Biden walking away during a skydiving demonstration during the G7 summit last week. The only problem is that the full video, which emerged almost instantly, shows Biden was going over to congratulate one of the skydivers, who's cropped out of the video entirely. Both the articles are based on cheap fakes, videos of real events that are intentionally manipulated to fool viewers.
Stop it right there. Intentionally manipulated. How do you intentionally manipulate a real video? Out of curiosity, how do you do that? Video's there, and then I'm manipulating it by making you watch it? Or they go, okay, well, but you're saying, you're interpreting it differently. Okay, I'm interpreting it differently, but how am I manipulating that? How is this a fake? How is this not real? If I interpret the latest round of Star Wars movies, like we've talked about, to be a steaming pile of woke crap, that's my opinion. But if I'm arguing that Disney is going back and then retroactively editing scenes out of Empire Strikes Back because they want to make that bad now, which, by the way, they're not doing yet to that movie, but they're doing it to other movies, which is why I tell you all the time, if there's a movie you love, you should own it on physical DVD. Because as of right now, until Congress changes the law, they have the right, the publisher, to go back and edit even digital copies of movies you own, like Jacob's Ladder, for example. So if you were to have bought that this weekend, I don't know why you would, unless you had too much bourbon or something. Theoretically, they could go back and edit the copy, even though it's your property, because it's actually not your property. So there's a movie you really love, Animal House. Buy the physical DVD. And keep it, because that way they can't touch it with their woke hands. But these videos of Biden, nobody has gone in there and manipulated them any way, shape, or form. Nobody's gone in there and doctored them. People are telling you their interpretation of what they see on the screen, and you can agree to disagree. And the mistake the left is making is engaging in this. You know, just from a basic politics 101, why are you going down this road of arguing about this? All you're doing is highlighting how bad Biden looks. All you're doing is making people go watch the video. This video of him with Barack Obama from the other day, I heard about the story. I didn't even really care until the left and the White House started making such a big deal about it. I said, well, Ophelia doth protest too much. I got to see this thing. And I watched it and I said, to me, in my opinion, it looks like Obama is leading him off the stage because it looks like Biden froze. Now, whether or not he was doing that or not, why is the White House making such an issue out of this? Why don't you just let it go? Let it go. Ah, this is the problem, though. There's so many of these out there that now the idea is that you have to convince people that what they see isn't real. So because there's so many out there, it's not about just this video. They have to convince you that everything you're seeing about Biden could be manipulated. And that's the game. That's the ultimate game here. Because guess what? I'll bet you a nice crisp $20 bill. We're going to see a lot more of these kind of videos in the next couple weeks and months. A whole lot of them. And they're not going to be doctored and they're not going to be manipulated. But what they want to do, and the only thing I guess they think they can do, is to make you doubt your own eyes. To make you think in the back of your mind, oh, no, no, that can't be real. It's got to be MAGA. Manipulating and editing and deceptively putting out disinformation. The word that Karine Jean-Pierre used yesterday from the White House podium. So they want to convince you that your eyes are wrong. Now, I don't know why they're making such a big deal out of this. If it were me and I were advising them, and I never would because I want them to lose in flames and my political guidance is brilliant, I would tell them, would you move on to something else already? Like, stop bringing this up and stop having all your parrots in the corporate media, whether it's Joe Scarborough, whether it's The View, stop talking about it. All you're doing is bringing attention to how bad Biden looks in public. You're not helping. You're not helping him in the least, but they have to try. And this is what governments do all the time. It's a psyop. To make you believe what you don't see. To make you doubt yourself and your own perception. Because there's going to be a lot more of these videos between now and November, if he's the candidate. And there's going to be viral moments of Biden saying gibberish and nonsense and falling and staring off into the abyss. And they want to try to convince people that don't trust your own eyes. Don't trust your own perception. And please don't trust your own judgment. It might be MAGA. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you would like to weigh in on anything we are discussing today. Hey, listen, when it comes to events, you don't want to miss this stuff because we all get together and we have a blast. You have two opportunities coming up. Number one, Friday in Cape May, where I'll be live at the Grand Hotel from 3 to 7 p.m. You can even stop by Mulligan Shore Bar. Ahead of time, Dom's going to be there from 12 to 3 p.m. with special guest Scott Pressler, the man himself who's trying to win Pennsylvania for Trump and flip this state back to the red state that it belongs. So that's from 12 to 3 at Mulligan Shore Bar. Then from 3 to 7, I'm live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. The Admiral of the Zeoli, the Admiral of the Zeoli Navy, Jimmy Fela, is going to stop by Friday night. So we'll have a great time. So join us this coming Friday. And of course, Tuesday night, June 25th, 1 week from today, Jack Carr is back. His bestseller, soon to be anyway, Red Sky Morning. And we'll have a great conversation about the military, the state of the world, world peace, the military. I said that part. Intelligence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. Jack Carr is a true patriot. And you'll love the conversation with him. And you'll get a signed copy of his book, Red Sky Morning. So join us for that. Just go to 1210WPHG.com to get your tickets. You don't need tickets for Cape May, but you do need tickets for the Jack Carr event on June 25th, 7 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Do it now. Now, coming up, the question, of course, is what's going to happen with that doctor in Texas who's been charged by the feds for being a whistleblower and exposing the barbaric practices by a Texas children's hospital against kids? This man is a whistleblower and doing the right thing to protect children from child abuse. So why is the Biden Justice Department going after him? This is exposing the barbaric transgender practices.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Straight ahead.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Good work there, Jimmy, because having a little Dr. Return music, I think, is very fitting as a segment set up here. So good job. Well done. You could say something if you like. You don't have to, though, but... Did you hear me? Could you hear me? You couldn't hear me. I said, good job.
He's hard at work. He's working hard. That's like he's making sure things are working. So you
making
know,
sure things are actually firing on all cylinders. And you were mentioning a doctor's story. So I figured, let me find Doctor My Eyes or...
See that?
Or Doctor.
And I'm glad you didn't do the one that Maz used to use for a show open.
What's that? Is that the... Just a shout away?
No. It's got Doctor in it. It's a Doctor song.
Not Doctor Love by Kiss, is it? Or
I can't remember now. I got to think about it.
Mm.
But it's not Doctor Feel Good. That would be okay. That'd be good too. But
I remember I used to use the Stones. I'm drawing a blank on the song though. I can't.
All right, I'll give you a second to think about it.
Oh, Give Me Shelter is what they used to use.
No, I'm not talking about. Maz just his Sunday night show.
Okay.
And when he was a 6 p.m. show. I'm sure you can find the open in the audio archives. But don't worry about it. You don't need to do that. Don't worry about that. It's okay.
Thanks, Rick.
It was a good choice you came back with. That was my point. You did a good job with the return there.
Oh, thank you.
So a New York Court of Appeals has denied President Trump's gag order appeal. So even though he's been found guilty, and he's a convicted felon, as the left reminds us every 5 freaking minutes, he's still under a gag order. Which is ridiculous. That's completely outrageous. I mean, a man's been found guilty by a jury of his peers. The case is on appeal, and they still won't allow him to speak about the case. It's ridiculous. New York is insane. So today before the U.S. Senate, they had a hearing on the debate over the origins of COVID-19. One of the experts asserting that there's zero secure evidence supporting a natural origin of the virus that caused a global pandemic claiming millions of lives. That is Dr. Richard Ebright. He is a molecular biologist from Rutgers University. And he made a compelling case before the Senate Homeland Security Committee today, arguing that, quote, the large preponderance of evidence indicates that SARS-CoV-2 entered humans through a research incident. So in other words, not an undercooked bat burger with a side of pangolin fries and a raccoon dog aioli, or anything Chuck Schumer tried to grill for Father's Day. Nothing like that. It came from a research incident, a.k.a. lab leak. His stance was reinforced by Dr. Stephen Quay, a former Stanford University School of Medicine professor, who concurred that the probability of a natural origin based on available features is 1 in 1,000,000. 1 in 1,000,000. And Ebright highlighted a bunch of different activities But basically, going back to the WIV, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that they engage in extensive research on bat coronaviruses, funded in part by your tax dollars. Good for you, helping to create the worldwide global pandemic, right? Yay, look at us. This research included experiments with genetically modified viruses closely resembling SARS-CoV-2. Ebright highlighted that these activities were conducted under the auspices of gain-of-function research intended to enhance the transmissibility and virulence of viruses, despite denials from EcoHealth Alliance that it was all natural from a wet market. You know, my favorite in that whole thing is that to this day, it's still racist for you to say it came from a lab. But it's not racist for you to say that the people of Wuhan, China, are so disgusting, their eating habits are so filthy, that they literally caused a pandemic by ordering something disgusting that human beings should never consume. That's not racist. You can say that. But if you say that maybe they were doing research and maybe somehow there was an accident and it got out of the lab, even though I think there's a lot of people that question whether or not it was accidental or not, and I'm sorry, but until I get all the facts, I'm keeping my options open. It's like the Kennedy assassination. You want me to believe your story? Then turn over all the documents. Declassify everything. And then let me make up my mind. And then I'm more likely to believe you. But until then, I think you're hiding something. So when they say lab leak, they imply it's an accident. I'm not so sure that it was an accident. I think there's a very strong argument to be made for China deliberately unleashing virus from the lab. And doing so, by the way, as far back as the fall of 2019 during the Military World Games, which were held in Wuhan, China, where a number of soldiers got very, very sick. Military members who were participating in those World Games got sick. Now, they were very healthy. They were military athletes. So they're going to be some of the healthiest people around. So they were able to beat it. But we also know that China lies, and Wuhan, China had a lot of very sick people going into the winter of 2020. Going into the winter of 2019 into 2020. So I'm of the opinion that until we know everything, you believe whatever you want. But it's racist for you to suggest that it came from a lab as an accident. But you can definitely say that the people of Wuhan, they're just that disgusting with what they eat. They caused a global pandemic. You can say that, apparently. It's not racist. Never understood that exactly. Other than it's a goal to cover for China by throwing the R word around, racism. So China knows it came from a lab. So they sent the ambassador from China to the United States back in February of 2020 to go on the Sunday CBS show with Margaret Brennan to say it's very racist for you to suggest it came from our lab. It's very racist. And big tech and corporate media and the government, our own government, they all complied and dutifully said, yep, nope, no lab leak. Had to come from nature. Had to come from a bat burger. But Dr. Richard Ebright of Rutgers, who at one point did believe, in fact, of the natural origin theory, and he since has seen enough data and evidence, and being a smart guy, he realized that, nope, he was wrong. Definitely came from the lab. And he highlighted all the funding, all the research, all the grants with genetically modified viruses closely resembling SARS-CoV-2. He highlighted that these activities were conducted under the auspices of gain-of-function research intended to enhance the transmissibility and virulence of viruses, despite denials from EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S.-based organization that collaborated with the WIV. Now, you still have this guy, Dr. Robert Gary. He's a professor from Tulane University of Medicine in New Orleans. He's still arguing that it came from the wet market in Wuhan. I kid you not, even as of today, before the Senate today, even in front of the Senate today, this guy was out there saying that it came from the wet market. And he went back and forth with a couple of different senators, including Josh Hawley. They're like, are you kidding me? Like, how can you possibly believe that in this day and age? But Gary knows. He knows how much money's attached to gain-of-function research. He's no fool. He's got to wet his beak. He wants to make sure that that funding continues. And Big Pharma wants to make sure it continues as well. So if you can definitively prove it came from research, then maybe you'd be more likely to turn around and say, we probably shouldn't keep doing this anymore, you know, because we might start another global pandemic and kill millions of people. But if you can convince people that it came from a bat burger or a piece of fish or a pangolin or a raccoon dog, well, then they go, no problem. Keep the research coming. Gregory Koblenz, an assistant professor from George Mason University, emphasized the divided stance within the U.S. Intelligence Committee on COVID-19 and the origins. He clarified that while the theory of intentional biological weapon development has been uniformly dismissed, consensus on the virus's origins remains elusive. The bipartisan Senate committee led by Senators Gary Peters, a Democrat of Michigan, and Rand Paul of Kentucky underscored the importance of scientifically assessing available evidence amid potential information gaps. From who? From China, that's who. And when it comes to Fauci, whose book is coming out tomorrow, you know, Fauci's hands are all over this, and he continues to pretend like we're all just mean people who are just trying to say that he created this virus because we just don't like him. We just don't like him. We can see with our own eyes. We can absolutely see with our own eyes, just like with the videos of Biden. We know, you know, and I know. But good for Professor Richard Ebright for coming out and saying that. Oh, and by the way, get ready to pay a lot more for avocados. Damn right. The United States of America, the USDA, is doing something to mess with avocados. So I'll give you some details on that as well as the show continues. 855-839-1210. But the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. You will see the great work that Dr. Mike Vanaria does. He's the best there is. Karen is in Philadelphia. Karen, it's great to hear from you today. How are you? Hello, Karen. Are you there, Karen? No, Karen? All right, Karen, try to call back. Maybe I couldn't hear you. That's okay. All right. Now, the other point, too, that I want to mention is when it comes to this hearing today, it's a great reminder, too, of the fact that the people within the health intelligence complex, the scientific community, they were all trying to lie by using their personal Gmail accounts to get around something known as FOIA. So FOIA is the Freedom of Information Act. And you or I, anybody can make a FOIA request for information of your government. You could do it at the local level. It's called the, in some states, the Sunshine Act or the Open Public Records Act. There's different terms depending on where you live. But on the federal level, it's FOIA. These guys knew that their hand and their fingerprints were all over gain-of-function research. So what did they do? They turned around and they said to everybody, hey, start using Gmail. Communicate on Gmail so that they can never find what we're talking about. Except they're not the brightest men, even though they're very smart and very well-educated. One of them responded to all on his government email account and said, hey, what do you guys think about this? And they said, shut up. You're supposed to only use Gmail. And the guy said, okay, sorry, I'll go back to Gmail. Well, that's all now in public record. It's all there in the public record because they use their government accounts for it. These are not exactly the brightest people, but they are Bond villains. They are Bond villains in the sense that they want to keep this gain of function research going. And today was a big deal. One of the witnesses today laid out the overwhelming case for the lab leak theory in his blockbuster opening statement. And that was Dr. Stephen Quay. So Dr. Stephen Quay is a scientist who authored a widely viewed analysis. And this analysis concluded that the virus originated from a lab. He testified today before the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. He read a detailed opening statement dissecting the data backing up his belief that the virus came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Quay has a PhD from the University of Michigan. He was on the faculty at the Stanford University School of Medicine. And he described six approaches that inform his view that the virus emerged from a lab. Now, look, I guess you could say to yourself, hey, it's ancient history now. 4 years later, why do you care? Or you could say to yourself, if we don't learn what's past this prologue, China still is cooking up viruses in that lab, number one. Number two, these same Bond villains are still pushing for gain-of-function research. And number three, we have a general election coming up in November. We have a presidential election coming up in November. And I rule nothing out with these people. And yesterday I played you the clip from the former CDC director, Robert Redfield, and he said, hey, when it comes to the bird flu, these people have already manipulated it. They've already manipulated the bird flu to be so much more deadly and contagious to people. So rule nothing out. We got to learn from what happened. And we also got to remember something too. And that is that the Bond villains at the World Economic Forum, along with the Bond villains at the World Health Organization, want to have a global pandemic agreement among all nations where America would surrender its sovereignty and agree to be led by those Bond villains in case there's another pandemic. So imagine Governor Phil Murphy on steroids, King Philip the Unaccountable, or Gretchen Whitmer, Gavin Newsom, or any of these other people, but on the international level, telling you when you can go out of your home, where you can go, and when, what should be open and what should close, and where your kids can go to school and when they can't. That's what they're pushing for, these people. So Quay describes six approaches that inform his view that the virus emerged from a lab. Number one is the timing of the virus's emergence around Wuhan. Data from the wet market at the center of the natural origin theory, where they sell the bat burgers. Research activities at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The lack of evidence consistent with a natural origin. The genomic sequence of the coronavirus and specific features of the early genomes of the coronavirus. After introducing each approach, Quay quickly rattled off significant details from his written testimony to substantiate his claim that the existing fact set is incompatible with the wet market theory. He said, quote, "These 14 observations provide evidence that the virus was spreading in Wuhan and outside of Wuhan in early fall of 2019, 2 to 4 months before the first case in the Hunan seafood wet market. All the cases around that market have onset in December of 2019 and are thus after the outbreak already began. This establishes that the market is not the origin. The virus was spreading before somebody went and ordered a disgusting piece of food." He proceeded to describe the extensive evidence that the virus could not have jumped from a bat to another animal before infecting humans at the wet market, pointing out that the virus has not yet been found in any animal in the wild, despite extensive efforts to do so. So right now, 4 years later, where's the bat? Huh? Where's the bat? Where's the pangolin? Where's the raccoon dog? Where are these creatures? These lovable little furballs, where are they? Huh? I want to pet them and love them and kiss them and eat them. Where are they? And was it just one? Was it just that one bat that started this whole pandemic because somebody didn't cook it enough? Just one raccoon dog, just one pangolin, that's it? Of course not. That's not how it works. And you know that and I know that. And they know it too, by the way. In fact, Beijing, their efforts to conceal vital information from health investigators, get this. At the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab virus database was taken offline in September of 2019. Now, why would they do that? Why? Now, let's think about it. So the World Military Games are held in Wuhan in September of 2019, and people are getting sick. And then, mysteriously, the Wuhan lab virus database is taken offline. And then the government officials in Beijing refuse to make it available. I don't know. That little farce you pulled can't fool the Corleone. I'm on to you. And then it spreads for months. In fact, China sends people around the world during that time, don't forget, as they also secretly do lockdowns within Wuhan. But then in December of 2019, we're all supposed to believe somebody ordered this disgusting, filthy piece of meat and therefore started the whole pandemic. But he reminds us of something else today in front of this committee. The genome of SARS-CoV-2 has seven features that would be expected to be found in a virus constructed in a laboratory and which are not found in viruses from nature. In fact, the statistical probability of finding each feature in nature can be determined, and the combined probability that SARS-CoV-2 came from nature is less than 1 in 1 billion. So you're saying there's a chance? Exactly. 1 in 1 billion. Quay emphasized the 1 in 1 billion before also explaining the genome characteristics and ended his opening statement with a warning about alleged dangerous research at the Wuhan lab relating to the MERS virus. So look, it's still going on here. And they're not stopping. And we got to wake up and we got to figure this out. And we need to demand that gain-of-function research ends. But also for me personally, since I remember back then how they tried to silence me, literally, I was going on about the lab leak theory from March of 2020, and I've never shut up about it since. In fact, there were times I kept talking about it to such a degree that I would get memos from people, not Greg Stocker, suggesting that maybe I was boring the audience by talking about this. And I said, yeah, well, I don't really care because I am not boring in anything I do. And number two, everybody wants to know the truth. And we're being lied to. And we're being misled. And we're being manipulated. And I watch as corporate media silence stories about the lab leak. I watch as Facebook and Twitter and social, the big tech did their thing and also silenced conversation about the social media. I watch as guys like me and you, people like us, you were called a nut and a kook and a quack for believing it came from a lab in China. You were probably called racist. Do you remember that Helen Gim, who was a hideous member of the Philadelphia Council, quackpot lefty lunatic who, prior to COVID, was going after a food truck up in University City called Wheelie Wheelie Good, which was owned by Asians who were trying to make a living, and she had them shut down because she didn't like their name. She thought it was racist, even though they were talking about the fact that it had wheels because it's a truck, and it was Wheelie Wheelie Good. But Helen Gim, since she's one of those people, decided to try to go after that food truck. You probably remember that if you've been with me since day one. Anyway, when the virus came around, she used to wear a button that said, "I am not a virus," because she had, I believe, is a Chinese ancestry. Mayor Jim Kenney, the big buffoon, they all went down to Chinatown one day in early February of 2020. This is before they would lock all of us down and destroy people's lives and careers and set our kids back years and years in school. They go down to Chinatown in Philadelphia, and they go to some dim sum place, and they all have dim sum. And Kenney says to the local media, he says, "Yeah, we're all here to show everybody there's nothing to be afraid of. And if you are afraid, you're racist." That's what they said. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, marching in the Chinese New Year parade in San Francisco? Now, granted, her blood is immune from any disease known to man because she's an immortal vampire. So her blood, she had nothing to worry about personally because she's a vampire. But other people around her did. But she was also of the idea of, we're not going to be racist about this and blame the Chinese and say it's racist. Because Trump had a travel ban against China in January. And what do? Well, they do what they always do. They jump up and scream racism. Not only should we have had that travel ban, it should have been in the fall of 2019. And we could have actually done that. But that would have required guys like Fauci, Francis Collins, and other people to be honest and let everybody know, hey, people are getting sick right outside this laboratory in Wuhan. And they did have the data back then. And we believe it could be a man-made virus because we helped pay for it. They didn't want to do that. And that's why those guys have blood on their hands. And never let them off the hook for that. Never, ever, ever. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And by the way, dim sum is delicious. And I made a point of telling people back then, I'm not afraid of Chinese people and I'm not afraid of Chinese food. I would also make the point of saying that I would go to Joe's Peking Duck in Marlton, New Jersey and get takeout because I wasn't allowed to dine inside because my governor slash king, King Philip the Unaccountable, his royal rugness, Phil Murphy, would not let me eat inside a restaurant. Incidentally, neither would Mayor Jim Kenney, even though we all remember when he was caught eating inside a restaurant in Maryland. Remember that? Of course we do. We all remember that. Speaking of food, I can tell you that if you are looking to lose weight, there's lots of different ways you can do it. You can do those shots, but I got to tell you, those shots are causing a lot of side effects, and they're illegal in a lot of European countries now. So you could do it the right way, the natural way. That's the NJ diet way. NJDiet.com. It's hot out, but we still have a long summer ahead, and I still want you to look good for summer. We have more opportunities to be at the beach and the pool. And you can lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections, but without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, your saliva, and your blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. And then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. Locations in Cherry Hill, Princeton, King of Prussia, and Newark, Delaware, or available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at NJDiet.com. Listen, you can do this. Lose weight the natural way without any shots, the NJ Diet way, guaranteed weight loss. NJDiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Former and future President Donald Trump is speaking right now in Wisconsin. Let's jump in here for a second, take a listen.
You never see the. It's horrible what's going on. We're not living the proper life. This is not appropriate. What's happening? Our country is so badly run. And by the way, Kenosha, I saved Kenosha. Do you know that? When I was president, right? I saved it. Kenosha was about ready to go down the tubes, and the governor wouldn't move. He just wouldn't move, and I moved. I'm not supposed to. It's supposed to be the governor's supposed to do it, the mayor and the governor. But we did a great job, and we saved a lot of different places, and some here. We saved a lot of places. Joe Biden's amnesty is also a cold-blooded betrayal of American seniors. By the way, did you see Nancy Pelosi? Her daughter did a documentary, Crazy Nancy. No, this happened just a couple of days. They found the documentary. Her daughter, who's a, quote, documentary maker, has a documentary where Nancy Pelosi is saying it's my fault, meaning her fault, not my fault, her fault, that she takes full responsibility for what's happening. That's as the event is happening. You know why? Because she was being honest for the first couple of hours, and I offered them 10,000 soldiers because I knew the crowd was going to be big. But I offered them 10,000 soldiers, and she turned it down. She said, oh, I don't like the look. She turned it down. And the mayor of Washington, D.C., which we're going to redevelop and make beautiful again, because right now it's a crime-ridden capital. But they turned it down. They turned down the stuff. And now the J6 committee, I call it the unselect committee. They're unselect. They're the most unselect. We should have people like you. We should have put Vivek on the committee, right? And our congressman on the committee, right? But the unselect committee of political thugs, the evidence was so bad and so compelling against the Democrats and against the people that are supposed to be doing that job, that they destroyed and deleted all of the everything is deleted. Remember, they said I attacked Secret Service agents while I was in the back of a car. And I have friends that say, don't change that story. Man, you sound tough as hell. That's good. You know, these guys are like 30 years old. One is a weightlifter. The other one's a karate top guy or something. I went for the one who was rebuffed. But my hands wrapped around the other one's neck. I would have been in trouble if I did that, I think. But what happened is when Secret Service went in, they totally told the proper story, which was nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened. Then she supposedly changed her story. Something went on there. But that's just one of many things. The Pelosi thing is something that was now is totally on the record. And they've deleted and destroyed all of the records. And they are really disgraceful people. Remember, I said peacefully and patriotically, right? Peacefully. They didn't have that in my speech. They put my speech up, but they took phrases out like peacefully and patriotically. And these are very dishonest people. You know, I say we have problems from the outside and problems from within. And I really believe that. You have a smart president. I had no problem with China. I had no problem with Russia. I stopped Russia. Russia would have never gone into Ukraine. I stopped their pipeline going into Germany, which Biden immediately approved. The first week that he was there, he approved it. And Putin actually said, you know, they say that you and I are friends. I'd hate to see you as an enemy. You stopped my pipeline. It was stopped. Going to Germany, going all over Europe, and Biden immediately approved it. But he killed our
pipeline. All right, I got to take a quick break, but we'll have more on this. We'll grab some audio for you of Trump's rally in Wisconsin. Don't forget, he's coming to Philadelphia on Saturday. So if you want to go see him, maybe on your way back from Cape May, get your tickets from going to DonaldJTrump.com for his rally in Philly on Saturday. All right, coming up, we have 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live on Friday. And coming up next, Jimmy Failla, the man himself, the Admiral of the Zioli Navy, and the host of Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla will join me, so don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Former and future President Donald Trump is speaking right now in Wisconsin. Let's jump in here for a second. Take a listen.
You never see the. It's horrible what's going on. We're not living the proper life. This is not. this is not appropriate, what's happening. Our country is so badly run. And by the way, you know, Kenosha, I saved Kenosha. Do you know that? When I was president? Right? Right? I saved it. Kenosha was about ready to go down the tubes, and the governor wouldn't move. He just wouldn't move, and I moved. You know, I'm not supposed to. It's supposed to be the governor is supposed to do it, the mayor and the governor. But we did a great job, and we saved a lot of different places, and some here. We saved a lot of places. Joe Biden's amnesty is also a cold-blooded betrayal of American seniors. By the way, did you see Nancy Pelosi? Her daughter did a documentary, Crazy Nancy. No, this happened just a couple of days. They found the documentary. Her daughter, who's a, quote, documentary maker, has a documentary where Nancy Pelosi is saying it's my fault, meaning her fault, not my fault, her fault, that she takes full responsibility for what's happening. That's as the event is happening. You know why? Because she was being honest for the first couple of hours, and I offered them 10,000 soldiers because I knew the crowd was going to be big. But I offered them 10,000 soldiers, and she turned it down. She said, oh, I don't like the look. She turned it down. And the mayor of Washington, D.C., which we're going to redevelop and make beautiful again, because right now it's a crime-ridden capital. But they turned it down. They turned down the stuff. And now the J6 committee, I call it the unselect committee. They're unselect. They're the most unselect. We should have people like you. We should have put Vivek on the committee, right? And our congressman on the committee, right? But the unselect committee of political thugs, the evidence was so bad and so compelling against the Democrats and against the people that are supposed to be doing that job that they destroyed and deleted all of the everything is deleted. Remember, they said I attacked Secret Service agents while I was in the back of a car. And I have friends that say, don't change that story. Man, you sound tough as hell. That's good. You know, these guys are like 30 years old. One is a weightlifter. The other one's a karate top guy or something. I went for the one who was rebuffed. But my hands wrapped around the other one's neck. I would have been in trouble if I did that, I think. But what happened is when Secret Service went in, they totally told the proper story, which was nothing happened. Absolutely nothing happened. Then she supposedly changed her story. Something went on there. But that's just one of many things. The Pelosi thing is something that was now is totally on the record. And they've deleted and destroyed all of the records. And they are really disgraceful people. Remember, I said peacefully and patriotically, right? Peacefully. They didn't have that in my speech. They put my speech up, but they took phrases out like peacefully and patriotically. And these are very dishonest people. You know, I say we have problems from the outside and problems from within. And I really believe that. You have a smart president. I had no problem with China. I had no problem with Russia. I stopped Russia. Russia would have never gone into Ukraine. I stopped their pipeline going into Germany, which Biden immediately approved. The first week that he was there, he approved it. And Putin actually said, you know, they say that you and I are friends. I'd hate to see you as an enemy. You stopped my pipeline. It was stopped. Going to Germany, going all over Europe, and Biden immediately approved it. But he killed our
pipeline. All right, I got
to
take a quick break, but we'll have more on this. We'll grab some audio for you of Trump's rally in Wisconsin. Don't forget, he's coming to Philadelphia on Saturday. So if you want to go see him, maybe on your way back from Cape May, get your tickets from going to DonaldJTrump.com for his rally in Philly on Saturday. All right, coming up, we have 30 minutes of nonstop talk for you, brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We're going to be live on Friday. And coming up next, Jimmy Failla, the man himself, the Admiral of the Zioli Navy, and the host of Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla, will join me, so don't go away.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.